USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A procedural vote to take place in the U.S. Senate within the hour to determine whether the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court will advance to a final floor vote tomorrow. And Chuck Grassley, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Panel, says,
I've been dealing with a demolition derby on the part of the Democrats, where they've been out to do everything they can to defeat him.
Three GOP senators who could go either way are being closely watched. They're Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Jeff Flake of Arizona. The government's jobs report for September has been released, and it shows the nation's unemployment rate at its lowest level in almost half a century. But job growth was less than expected, the economy adding 134,000 jobs when analysts were expecting closer to 180,000. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Extra police are on patrol in Chicago as the city gets ready for possible violence when the verdict comes in the trial of a former Chicago police officer charged with murdering Laquan McDonald, a 17-year-old black teenager, in 2014. Officer Jason Van Dyke, who's white, shot him 16 times. Video of the deadly encounter has already sparked citywide protests. Soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo continues to deny raping a woman while he was in Las Vegas nearly a decade ago, but the alleged victim's lawyer says there's clearly evidence that it happened.
The impact of her injuries have, probably the best way to say it, disabled her, impaired her ability to advocate for herself.
For his part, Ronaldo says he welcomes the investigations into the allegations, saying he has a clear conscience. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate in Texas, Beto O'Rourke, says he's not interested in being endorsed by former President Obama. The current congressman is now running for the seat held by Republican Ted Cruz, and Obama has endorsed 11 candidates in Texas, but O'Rourke is not one of them. More than 6.5 million pounds of beef products recalled nationwide because of an outbreak of salmonella. John Clemens has the latest.
The beef has establishment number EST267 inside the USDA mark of inspection. Health officials have confirmed 57 cases of the strain nationwide in 16 states. 14 people have been hospitalized, with most of their infections beginning to develop 12 to 72 hours after the product was consumed. CDC advises consumers and retailers not to eat, serve, or sell ground beef that was produced by JBS Tolleson Incorporated.
The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to two people for efforts to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war. The Nobel Committee saying the winners are Congolese Dr. Dennis Mukwege and Kurdish human rights activist Nadia Murad of Iraq. They beat out over 330 other nominees, including South Korean President Moon Jae-in, North Korea's Kim Jong-un, and President Trump. Remember, again, you can find us online at usaradio.com. I'm Chris Barnes for USA Radio News.